Fighting for Sovereignty coming on, and Greg Pound, the government kidnapping people's children. Rob, for years, would tell me about the Watchmen and how it was total New World Order and how I should read it. I didn't until he gave me this yesterday. He went out and got it. You know, seeing the film, I knew it was pure New World Order, Illuminati, Revelation of the Method. But I saw Rob walking along here in the office, and I drug him in here for this quick five-minute segment before our next guest joins us. Rob, why don't you, number one, pull that mic closer to you, and number two, give folks your quick three- or four-minute review of the film.
Well, I mean, the film was basically almost frame for frame, except watered down a little bit, of the comic book. You know, it followed the comic book pretty accurately, if anybody's interested in that. But also, I mean, reading the comic book years ago, I knew that it was loaded with all sorts of symbolism, New World Order stuff. The main character's name is Night Owl. You got a guy there with an all-seeing eye on his forehead, or it's drawn in an atom, but I think it really represents
all-seeing eye.
An all-seeing eye.
Third eye.
Exactly.
And you've got Alan Moore, who's an admitted Mason.
Yeah. And he gives, I mean, we saw it at the Alamo, and they give Alan Moore interview beforehand, and just listening to it. You know, just briefly, the guy, you know, I mean, he just, the comic book's pretty cryptic. The interview's pretty cryptic as well in Alamo Draft House. And, I mean, it's just a lot of symbolism going through the book itself from, I mean, it's hard to tear down.
Well, the main message is, well, sure. Well, you're so talkative until you get on air.
Yeah.
The main message here is that false flag terrorism is being done for your own good. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing. And the good guys at the end go, yes, let's, terror attacks are good. It was good to kill all these millions of people. It was for our own, you know, best interest. And Rorschach, the guy who says no to it, he's the bad guy.
Right, exactly. He's the one who's made out to be like a psychopath. He's unstable. He's the one who's trying to get down to the bottom of things in the movie. You know, he's the investigator, but he has psycho problems. And the other guy, who is the gentle, you know, giant over there, he's like, I'll just give up on humanity. Why do I even care about this anymore? This planet doesn't interest me. And he's the gentle, you know, next evolved person.
And when you read the writings that we put in Endgame of all the top futurists, they say similar things. You know, they write about it and why the future doesn't need us. You know, Bill Joy in Wired Magazine about how he goes to elite conferences. They talk about how the new man's about to form. They're going to kill the majority of us, and he doesn't know that's a good idea.
Or watching, for example, the Riddles in Stone or something like that. They talk about how the Masons believe in a perfected human on the and it seems like this would be kind of similar to that as well, this perfected human, next evolved human that will just leave the Earth. You know, they could see through time and space and whatever.
But it's important.
Manhattan
but it's
do.
Important. But there has to be a sacrifice. That's on their movie posters. Is there had to be a sacrifice? This was done for your own good to bring in world government under the Pyramid Corporation.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, that's the underlying plot of the film. Is that this guy? He basically is being paid to, you know, get rid of, knock off these mass superheroes and stage a bunch of false terror events in the cities.
Well, it's just amazing that the media then says, we don't get it. We don't understand it. I think most of the media does understand it. They're just not ready to tell the slaves what the film not even really means. It's stated in clear, you know, on the silver screen that good guys stage terror attacks
right.
to bring in world government. The Illuminati's good and we love you.
Exactly, exactly. And when, I mean, it's loaded with symbolism, you know, up and down, just like the comic book was. Every single character is representational. I mean, I don't know of all the Masonic symbols and all these things. I'm only slightly, like,
yeah,
a couple of...
The women are the goddesses, all of it.
Exactly.
Hey, Rob, thanks for being here with us. We're going to come right back. Stay with us.
I'm going to leave you.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, for this single segment, we have Representative Dennis Richardson of Oregon, who has introduced the bill, HJM 17, in Oregon, to declare 10th Amendment sovereignty, which the states already have, but it's important to restate that. Some states are passing this, other states aren't. New Hampshire was narrowly defeated, sadly, last week. But the point is, the rediscovery of the 9th and 10th Amendment is happening, that the states created the federal government. The federal government isn't allowed to hand over all our sovereignty to foreign corporations or groups or the UN. The feds aren't allowed to come in with unfunded mandates and boss the states around. And so that's why we're continuing every week to have a couple state reps on from these different states, like Representative Dennis Richardson of Oregon, who's introduced HJM 17. And I have a copy of that resolution up on Infowars.com for folks that want to see it. Sir, thank you for coming on with us today.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Okay, in the 10 or 12 minutes we've got with you, break down why you've done this, why it's important, and how folks can get behind this resolution there in Oregon.
Well, what we have in the country of the last couple of decades especially is the federal government has been treating the states as if we were subordinate to them, like the states are branches of the federal government. And that's just basic intimidation, and it should not continue. We have federal ID, which has been foisted on the people without even debate in the Senate, and it basically says we're going to have a national ID card. It's going to cost billions of dollars to implement, and it's an unfunded mandate without protection of our documents. We have continuing redeployments of the National Guard to foreign lands to fight foreign wars as if they were an additional branch of the military. That is unconstitutional based on the original Constitution. We need to help assure that the federal government understands that they're given enumerated rights, and that the rights that they are not specifically given remain with the states and with the people. That's what the 10th Amendment guarantees.
Well, you I'm sure know, under NORTHCOM, without an act of Congress, the Pentagon is announcing they're fully federalizing and absorbing the state guards, and the governors, they say, will serve under PDD 51 and others, other presidential directives, at the pleasure of the president, and that Congress is ceremonial now during emergencies, including economic or any other emergency. That is open dictatorship. We've had the federal Congress threatened with physical martial law, according to senators and congressmen that we have interviewed and have been on record saying they were threatened with martial law by the White House if they didn't pass the banker bailout bill of October 3rd.
That's absolutely right. That occurred, and we should be shocked. I mean, we must take action before we lose our nation. This is 50 United States that has joined together and created the federal government. We did not plan the federal government having a Praetorian Guard or to be able to intimidate the states to do whatever they want. In many ways, they've done it through money by getting the states so committed to obtaining federal funds. Of course, the federal funds are funds that come from the states, you know, people that live in states and their wallets and bank accounts. But unless there's some change that takes place in the way we, the people, accept the government and the power that's being imposed upon us, we're going to just get more of the same.
Well, sir, as you know, history hath shown that every time you allow a central government to do whatever it wants, it always creates a tyranny. That is the law of governments and of how humans operate. So people shouldn't be surprised that a classical tyranny is now forming, with gun confiscation bills, gun registration bills introduced, with national civilian workforces, FEMA camps all over the news, being built for our own good, in quotes. Can you specifically speak to, as a representative, what it's like witnessing this unfold, A, and then B, how much support are you getting? Is it bipartisan? What is the sense of your legislature? Are they becoming educated?
Well, I think that it's going to be doubtful that this will make it all the way through the Oregon legislature. I don't feel that the Democrats who are in charge of Oregon's House and Senate fully see the importance and the emergency that I see and that I feel exists across our country. I'm trying very much to get this to be a bipartisan bill. We have a few Democrats that have signed on it. One is co-sponsoring it with me, but to see if it's going to be able to get through the House, the Senate, and signed by or the House and the Senate, since it's a memorial, it's going to be a different question.
Well, resistance is not futile, and the fact that some states are passing it, many others, now more than 30 introducing it, does show it's an education process. And as things worsen and as the tyranny becomes more and more obvious, I think this is a very important first step in people realizing the solution is the states declaring their inherent sovereignty.
Absolutely. We need to impress upon Congress the importance of restoring the balance of power. Congress has relinquished to the executive branch of our country far too much power, and they can take it back if they're willing to stand up and show the courage to re-implement and to rededicate ourselves to the constitutional provisions which were designed to keep us from falling into a tyranny.
What do the other state reps in Oregon say? Because I've been asking all the state reps that have been on this. Some say everybody's waking up. Others say some are waking up. Others say hardly anybody is realizing it. I mean, do you go to them and say, did you know they signed directives that the federal Congress is ceremonial? Do you know they're building FEMA camps? Do you know they're federalizing the Guard? Do you know the Army's saying NORTHCOM's going to put troops in every city? Do you understand that we're going into a classical tyranny? So first off, do you say that to them? And B, what do they say when you try to warn them?
Actually, I don't go into that kind of detail. It's not so widely known. I mean, I read a lot and I try and understand it, but it is not clearly understood how serious the problem is. There's not a sense of emergency. I mean, some are asking, some make things happen, some watch things happen, and some say, what happened? And that's where we're at right now. Most people are still not even seeing the sense of urgency that we should all be feeling.
Well, that's the good news, though, is that it was a minority. 2% started the war, 5% won the war. The rest sat on the bench in 1776 through 1784, 85. And so it doesn't take a majority to win. Most people are on the fence. They're in the bleachers. They don't know which end is up. They're in la-la land. You've got the bad guys on one team and the good guys on another. There are more good guys than there are bad guys. We just have to get into positions of power at the county, city, state, and federal level, and we have to spread the word about what's really happening so that as this system unfolds, people will then understand what's happened.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's about educating the people to the situation in which they find themselves, because you're not going to get it from the media, and you don't get it from the normal channels of information. It's got to come through the Internet and from individuals that are willing to get together and take the commitment that they're going to be a part of a solution before it becomes too late.
And to do that, people have to face the full severity. They have to realize this isn't just some boss hog, corrupt federal government with some pork barrel. They are hiring the preachers covertly to tell their flocks to hand in their guns and go to FEMA camps, now declassified on record. They've hired 50,000 InfraGuard corporate executives with shoot-to-kill orders. They are federalizing, putting federal surveillance cameras up everywhere. I mean, a nightmare control grid is going into place so the foreign banks can loot this nation. And the people need to understand that we are being treated like a third-world country. We are being imploded right now.
And that's true. We are. We can become a third world country if we're not careful.
Well, what can we do to help get this bill passed or to put pressure on the Oregon legislature, to give them a crash course in education? I mean, if it's in session right now, people could print up the news articles about the FEMA camps, PED 51, about Bush was trying to set up a dictatorship, Obama's continuing it, the White House memos about banning free speech. I mean, can't listeners, go physically to the Capitol and try to have meetings with their state reps? I mean, isn't that even better than phone calls?
Absolutely. When people actually show up, it makes a big difference. I mean, that's, you have the teachers show up when they have work in service days. You have advocates for different programs. They come, but the common person rarely really shows up here because they're working, trying to make a living, trying to make ends meet. But it does help.
I've talked to so many successful people in business and art and life, and they say just showing up is half the battle. The American people need to just show up, don't they?
It's the first step of leadership is to be there, to have your voice heard.
Absolutely, folks. You're not going to save the world by yourselves, but showing up is half the battle. Specifically,
there is something that could be done also, and that is to send emails. I mean, that does help to have pressure be felt. I have a series of newsletters that I send out, and there's one of them actually has the list of all the emails for the senators, the governor, and the representatives in the state of Oregon, and that's at dennisrichardson.org, and just click on emails. Our newsletters, and go to the February 13th edition.
Absolutely. DennisRichardson.org. We have that up on screen right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. In the minute and a half we have left, sir, any other points you'd like to add?
Only that if we want to maintain our nation, we cannot continue to just sit and, sit on our hands and watch what's going on and say, wow, this is amazing. I mean, who's going to pay back this $1.2 trillion? Who's going to ask the hard questions? We must not let those that are in power go unchallenged. I mean, grassroots is important. We must hold to the fire the feet of those who we've elected to step forward, to speak for the Constitution, to reinstate the principles that rarely are considered in legislation either at the state or the federal level any longer.
Well, whoever's got you representing them in Oregon is certainly blessed, Representative Dennis Richards, DennisRichards.org. What area do you represent there in Oregon?
Southern Oregon, between Medford and Grants Pass. It's kind of a rural district, but I represent all of Oregon because Oregon is a great state. It just has leadership that have lost mm-hmm. their vision.
Well, I've been to your area. It is gorgeous.
Yeah, let me say it's Dennis Richards' son so that people could find it. It's S-O-N at the end.
That's right. Richards' son, excuse me. That's Dennis right. Richards' son, richardson.org. Representative Dennis Richards' son, thank you so much. And as this develops, I'd like to get back in touch with you and get an update. Godspeed.
And keep up the great work.
You bet. Representative Dennis Richards' son. All right. We will be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after this quick break. But be sure, if you live in Oregon or anywhere in the country, to support Representative Dennis Richards' son at DennisRichardsSon.org.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years.
Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Today, do we stop asking questions? Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hello, this is Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it is critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranschnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You know, a point I don't make enough on air that I think about constantly is the United States is 4% of the world's population. But we had more than half the world's wealth. Now most of that's been stolen. Why? A small amount of the land geographically in the world, a small amount of people. And we weren't perfect, but we did follow biblical systems that cut back on corruption, that allowed free market to flourish, and we were the apple of the world's eye. So the globalists came here, took over the nation, set up shop, used the United States to set up their world government. Now they're done with us. They're going to make us just one more bankrupt third world country. South Africa's got roughly twice the resources we have in every level. But they're in total squalor, and it's all falling apart. Mexico has three times the natural resources on every level. Timber, oil, fertile land, you know, volcanic soil, copper, everything. Smart people. But the elite keep everybody on the plantations, keep them in poverty as a tool of control. This is done over and over and over again throughout society. The elites don't want a free market. They don't want you doing well. They don't want you independent. They don't want you to have a family. How many government documents, Department of Education have I read, and the textbooks they give their social workers, that the family's bad and arcane and primitive and must be broken down, must be destroyed for the new mega wonder state to rise, so the people owe their allegiance to the state, and then the state's controlled by these eugenicists who want to use the state to reduce our numbers, one-child policy, control us. You know, there was an article in the New York Times today about Obama during a press conference last week. They said, "Are you a socialist?" And he said, "I'm not going to answer that." That's, you know. And then he kind of freaked out afterwards and called the New York Times and called some other papers and said, "Listen, I want to answer that. I was kind of taken back and didn't answer it because it was so ridiculous. I'm not a socialist." And in truth, he's not. You know, in the classical sense, taking tens of trillions, it's tens of trillions of dollars, and if you gave it to the people and stole it from the middle class and the rich, that would be socialism. But really, it's the ultra-rich, as they always do, robbing the middle class and telling the poor the middle class is the elite. The elite always use the poor as their weapon, pressure from above and pressure from below, to consolidate, to destroy the middle class, to destroy independent wealth. And then they turn the middle class into a giant underclass and continue playing the poor, uneducated, ignorant underclass against what's left of the middle class. And it kills the goose that lays the golden egg and hurts the working class so they can't now rise into the middle class. But they don't know that because they're not educated on the way the world works in history. And so that's what's happening right now. Our society is being vertically integrated. It's being consolidated. The middle class is being destroyed. The engines of free market and upward mobility are being destroyed systematically by the elite so that they will have no bad sons to contend with. What's a bad son? It's the little trees that grow up under a bigger oak tree. And they go in and they cut down the bad sons so none of those grow up to be a mighty oak and rival the elite. It's survival of the fittest. Why does a grizzly bear male go and smell the cubs, the pups, that a mother bear has had? Polar bears do this too. It'll go and smell, and when it smells the male, it will kill it. Because he knows that's going to be competition against his dominance later. Male grizzly bears will even kill their own sons. Some species of whale will try to kill other baby whales. Polar bears do it. Wolves will go in and kill other babies. Lions do it. Tigers do it. This is done over and over and over and over again. That's what the elite are doing. They are engaged in predatory actions. Their own documents admit that they're putting leadership males, males that show leadership qualities of interrupting, fighting, speaking up, always raising their hand. That is a leadership model. They want to drug them. They want to burn their brains out. They want to say that that's bad. And it isn't just people saying, oh, they want to target the males. It's in their documents. We've had former head of policy, Department of Education, and we've had top people winning all these awards for education, like John Taylor Gatto on. This is in the government documents. We sell The Deliberate Dumbing Down by Charlotte Iserby, the size of a phone book, the size of an Austin phone book. It's not a Dallas phone book. A Dallas phone book's that big. The Austin phone book's that big. It's that thick, full of government documents. Every time I mention on air, you know, the government's own documents say they want to dumb people down and break up the family. People don't believe me. So we have guests on and we post on the forum hundreds of government documents and quotes where they want to do this. This is predatory. This is evil. This is wrong. And we have to face the horror they want to break up the family. We have to face the horror they want to inoculate us with HIV and cancer virus-filled vaccines. We have to face the horror and face the reality that we have a predator, psychopathic New World Order group in control who love to brag and love to show off about what they're going to do to us through the popular culture and the media. It is their religion. It is their modus operandi. It is their thought pattern. It is their signature. It is their way. We're going to come back here and talk to Greg Pound about the kidnapping of the children for not taking vaccines. Don't forget, the Obama Deception is on sale now, and it comes out at PrisonPlanet.tv this Sunday at 6 p.m. Order the DVD at Infowars.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
The mess up that we made will be mine. Tell all the folks in Russia and China too.
All right, Greg Pound does great work at freeourkids.com and freeourchildren.com, and he calls up every week talking to the producer, and he told me today, and everything he's always told me has turned out to be documented, that he wanted to come on about CPS grabbing people's children for not being vaccinated. And I've seen mainstream articles about that, and I wanted to talk about that. I was ready for that. And then he said, no, I've got a guest on from the Tony Alamo or Alamo Ministries, and I'm familiar with how they've been persecuted, and I studied the case. Because listeners have sent me the news clips and articles for about a year. I've been researching it and even thought about getting Tony Alamo on. It's been quite a witch hunt against this guy because people don't like politically what he's covering and what he's doing. But I'm a little bit off kilter here because he's got several people on the line with him, Angela Morales and others, so I'm just not up to date specifically with their cases. We're going to go to him in just one moment. Before we do that, I want to tell you about the sponsors that make this radio show possible. And one of them is MySolarBackup.com from the great folks at Solution from Science. It's an 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1,800 power plant and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun, folks, yet, so make your move now. Great unit, very well priced. MySolarBackup.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. Another fine sponsor is SurvivalistSeeds.com. One word, SurvivalistSeeds.com. Now you can grow your own healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound and break free of the New World Order. Our sponsor, Survivalist Seeds, has now drastically reduced their price on heirloom seeds at SurvivalistSeeds.com. They now sell 6,000 rare heirloom seeds from 20 varieties for only $108. Great deal. Huge pack. There's also a real heirloom seed shortage right now, so people interested in growing their own food supply, and it's the growing season just now starting, need to get their heirloom seeds now and start their victory gardens this spring. Freedom starts with action. SurvivalistSeeds.com is how you survive the world economic collapse. SurvivalistSeeds.com. Also, we talked to him earlier in the show, the great folks at Ecola Blue, EcolaBlue.com, atmospheric water generator for your home, pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store, pure clean water without the fluoride, ultimate water from the humidity in the air, machine produces up to 7.5 gallons a day, that's just one of their small machines, they have bigger ones, great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it, no chemicals, pollutants, or toxins, neutral pH, EcolaBlue.com, EcolaBlue.com, they're running a special today, $100 off for our listeners. EcolaBlue.com or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. Now, Greg, there's always so much going on because you had your children kidnapped. I got the mainstream articles. The lady that did it lost her CPS license because she admittedly falsified evidence. They don't care. You don't get your children back. Now your wife had another baby. She's in hiding, so they can't get the baby. I haven't seen the baby in a few years. Just recapping for listeners, you had told my producer you were coming on about them kidnapping children for not being vaccinated. Is that specifically what we're talking about right now?
Well, the thing is this AlamoMinistries.com is basically, they do their studying, and we know as parents that these immunizations aren't the best thing for our children.
Okay, specifically, so, then I hadn't found out which group this was. I remember reading that they were going after them for not immunizing when there's no rules. No, they tried to take Charlie Sheen's children. That was in the L.A. Times because he doesn't vaccinate. So, yes, we know this is going on. Specifically, though, people can say whatever they want about Tony Alamo and his ministries. I have looked at the case after case. They put him in prison for tax evasion, made up. They're always sending SWAT teams in trying to tell, get people to say that bad things have happened to him, more lies. So I can vouch for that. But what else is going on?
Well, the thing is now they've got a pickup order for 120 little children. They've taken 37 children. Now, what they did is they put a gag order on the whole church that if they speak about this to the news, they're going to end up in jail. Now, can you imagine such a thing that they can come in and tell, if you look how big this ministry is, it's a huge ministry, and telling the people that if you talk to the news, you're going to be put in jail.
Okay, specifically, though, with this case, they're claiming they haven't vaccinated, and that's one of their reasons to go after them.
Well, the whole situation there is basically they trump up their lies like they do with everybody else. But I believe they're moving to a larger scale now. They're coming in and they're taking Christian children out of Christian homes, out of Christian schools, and they're doing it at a large scale now. They've tried it before.
I get the reports, and the tattletale neighbors see children playing in the backyard at lunchtime on recess. They think it's illegal to have your children at home, and then they call the police on you. It's just absolutely incredible to have this going on. Specifically, though, recap for folks that don't know about how they've been, going after these communities and trying to grab their children.
Well, it's just like the situation with what they've done to me. I was running for sheriff for the Republican Party here, and that Republican Party ended up in jail, and we just had the hearing this past Thursday on the 5th. The jury, if it wasn't for the jury between the judge and the state attorney's office, they wanted me in jail. The people stood up. One of the ladies said, listen, this is totally, this is unbelievable. Right in the middle of the hearing.
That's right. You were an official candidate. It was in the news. You went there and they said, you're not allowed to be here as a candidate. Arrest him. And they were trying to charge you with trespassing. They did. And they tried to put you in prison for it, but the jury found you not guilty.
Exactly. That's why we parents want our right to a trial by jury. DCF and Department of Children and Family will not give parents a right to a trial by jury. they come up with all these lies and false allegations, and when other people hear it, it's just totally insane.
Well, I mean, I've seen the cases with the Alamo case. Wasn't it that some parents spanked lightly one of their children, and that's why they're grabbing hundreds of people's children? I mean, let's talk about some of the things that have happened in this case.
Angela?
Yes. Well, one of the things is they did say that they had spanked their children. It was parents, you know, spanking their children. Nothing.
But there's no law against that. There's no law, but they still take children because it's not real courts.
Right, but then they took children that had no accusations of being spanked whatsoever, but they took them, they said, because it was medical neglect because they didn't have their shots, and educational neglect because although the children had been going to private school with the ABECA curriculum, and the children, when they tested them, they gave them the, when the DHS came and took them, they gave the children the PACE test, and all the children ranked either good to superior. A lot of the children ranked superior, but yet they
but let's
still,
understand
the
this. The CPS was set up 90 years ago in the U.S. outside courts. They're not real courts to carry out eugenics and forced sterilization. That's in my film Endgame. It's on record. The news reels from the 20s and 30s saying how great eugenics is. These aren't real courts. And I remember seeing some of the newscasts and other articles where they said they were taking the children for not having vaccines when there's no law. You've got to take these deadly things.
Exactly.
Well, you
please
know,
continue.
Alan, this is what I was going to say. When an animal's dead and a bird of prey comes upon it, the way they tell whether that carcass is dead or not is they pick at its eye. Whatever it is, it'll pick at the eye. And the Bible says the eye of a people is their children. And if America will allow them to come in and steal our children and start picking our children to pieces, that means this nation is internally dead.
That's right. They're mad that they couldn't abort all the children, so they're going to wreck them, and it's in their own, again, their own Department of Education. They want to wreck the family. Over 67% of the children in CPS clutches are on psychotropic drugs, folks.
Yep.
And then they testify in the state legislature in Texas that the children have bad gene pools and have to be put on drugs. Go ahead.
Well, so Alice, I want to thank you for being there because every time I've called, you have opened your program up in order for us to cry out as parents. I mean, I haven't seen my kids now for over a year. This has gone on for 4 years. For 3 years, we could only see them 1 hour a month. And if people were to go to the AlamoMinistries.com and look at, they put on their website the stipulations when they go to visit their kids, what they can and can't say. They can't whisper to their children. They can't. And this is what they're doing. They're isolating the parents from the children. And if they destroy our families, we have no nation.
And there's no due process. There's no nothing. And they're clearly targeting Christians everywhere, particularly. This is persecution. Continue with what's happened with the children that go to this church.
Well, I can put on Alice Ondrasek. She was actually here when they came and they raided. And they took her sister and five other children in the first time. And matter of fact, the judge bumped her from being able to visit her sister and her brother who were taken. And he said the only way she can visit again is if she puts in a motion to where she's put under a gag order, because they're obviously so worried about what she has to say about how they're torturing and how her brother and sister don't want to be there and they want to come home. But I'm going to put her on because she can, of course, tell it better than I can.
All right.
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay, the day of the raid was September 20th in 2008, and the kids were outside playing. It was a beautiful day. We have miniature ponies, and they were outside riding the ponies and playing with the little Cocker Spaniel dog, and some of the girls were doing some putting together some literature, gospel literature, in another section of the school and mission, and I was upstairs in the office answering the phones. And all of a sudden, all these people, like hundreds of FBI, BATF, the state police came swarming up our street. And they jumped over the fence. They were banging on the fence outside, and but they freaked the people outside. They were saying, open the gate, open the gate, let us come in. And one of the girls that was out there ran back to the adults and said, somebody's trying to break in. We don't know what's going on. Help us, you know. And so then, when they jumped over the fence and got into the backyard, instead of coming in the front door, which was totally unlocked, they came over to a sliding glass window. There's a sunroom, and it has sliding glass doors, and that's where I was. And then I saw them, and they were dressed in black from head to toe, and I didn't know who they were, and they had this huge machine. And the first thing I thought was maybe it was a Terminex company or something coming to, you know, come and terminate the termites or something, because this huge machine they had. And then I looked over, and I saw FBI on their arm, and I realized it was a huge machine gun they had. And then I could hear them saying, they couldn't see me because the windows were tinted, but I could hear them saying, this is the easiest way, they said, to get in. Come on, we've got to take down this door. And so at that point, I freaked out because the only thing I know about these people is I know what they did to the people in Waco. They killed them mercilessly. They had no trial. They had no right to, they couldn't call the media. They couldn't call anybody. So I was terrified, and I jumped up, and I ran down to where the other girls were in the other part of the school and mission, where they were putting the gospel literature together. And I told them, we have to get out of here now. Hurry. You know, there's somebody breaking in. The FBI is here. They have machine guns. We've got to get out now.
Yeah, they could surround things and burn it down again. Yeah, they love that.
Exactly. There was helicopters flying overhead, two or three at least. They came so low. They had snipers. They had their medics there with all their riot gear. They had the bulletproof vests. They had, they were just dressed to the hilt for this combat against three women and six children. That's who they had. Hundreds
okay,
of people
and
there
then now they've said not vaccinating is the big crime, but you can't get a jury. You can't get a real court because it's a eugenics court.
Exactly. And so then we tried to get out a back gate on the property, and when we opened the gate, somebody was already there. Of course, they already had us surrounded, and they told us to go back in, that it was just a police safety check, and they told us we had to go back inside the house or the school and mission. And so we went back inside, and I had a cell phone, but it was dead, and I was trying to call somebody to tell them, please help us. You know, we're stuck over here. We don't know what's going on. We're surrounded. They have these guns, and, you know, for all we knew, we were going to be killed any minute. And so then as we were going back up to the main part of the school and mission or the office, three FBI agents came down there, and they had their laser lights pointed at our hearts. It was me and three other girls.
Well, they feed
the
off that
were, like,
terror. They,
ranging
they,
from like 16 to 17.
Yeah, they feed off the power.
Yes, exactly. And we had no idea. I thought they were going to shoot us. They
so
had
they were pointing them
light,
at,
you know,
they were
the
pointing
target,
the guns
you know, so they can
ma'am,
see exactly
ma'am,
where
ma'am,
to shoot.
Ma'am,
they had
ma'am,
pointed at my
ma'am. They were pointing it at children's at children.
And then they told us, you know, put your hands in the air, stop where you are, don't, you know, everyone stand still. And so we froze there, and we're like, can we turn on the light? Because we had some of the windows open, so there was sunlight, but the actual light wasn't on. And they're like, no, stay where you are. And then they come down there with their guns still pointed at us, and they told us to come over. And I said, why do you have to point those guns at us? You know, we're just girls. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? We don't have any weapons. And they said, you don't have any weapons? And we said, no, we don't have any weapons. I've never even seen a gun before except for the one you're pointing at me. And so he's like, oh, well, you know, I'm sorry, miss, but we just have to do this, you know, because we got to check for papers and evidence of stuff. We've had reports.
Did they point
about,
the guns, ma'am?
Here, so
ma'am,
check.
Ma'am, put
they
her on
were,
hold.
They said they were
put
searching.
Her on hold. We're gonna have to put her on hold. Again, Greg Pound calls up every week, and he's got new stories, new information to cover. I didn't know that this was the subject. There's no way to do it in just 20 minutes. So I'm going to have these ladies and Greg Pound up later in the week or next week to do a full hour or perhaps longer with them on this, because I would have pulled up all my news articles about this because I'm aware of this case and we've been able to cover it. He specifically was going to come on dealing, he said, with vaccinations. And that's the big issue here, is that all of this tyranny is wrong. All of this tyranny is bad. But specifically, I remember in this case, there's so many, when he brought it up, I do remember that they're bringing up no vaccinations. Well, that's not a law. But I remember 6 months ago when the California court said parents aren't the parents, the state owns the children, and that we say you will not be homeschooled, banning homeschooling. Now, that got overturned. But that shows the attitude and the mindset, and they pick out these religious groups they think they can demonize with the public to set the precedent to be able to do all of this. So what I'm going to do is at a later date and show, I'm going to get Angela and others back on when I, you know, can fully talk to them beforehand about their story and cover it properly. Greg, you know, a lot of times when you call us, it's such short notice. We need to really, you know, make sure that next time you come on, I specifically know everything we're going to be covering. But give us the Alamo Ministries site again and recap anything else you want to cover.
Well, it's alamoministries.com. And if you just go there and study this ministry, it's hard to believe that they can take 37 children out of there and then have a pickup order for 120 more. But they're doing the same thing in the state of Florida. And that website, freeourkids.com, it's been eliminated. So now I've got one other website, rescuemykids.com, Alex. It's rescuemykids.com where people can watch and see what's going on in Pinellas County where they starved Terry Schiavo to death. So what happens is we've got now a system where they're coming in and stealing our kids. And if we don't, somehow we're going to have to hold these people accountable for what they're doing. I mean, this is totally out of control.
All right, stay there. I'm going to come back and plug your new websites again. I didn't realize that Free Our Kids had been... Yeah, now I'm on the site. It says it's going to be auctioned at GoDaddy, so I guess you lost that site. That's too bad to hear that because your sites were massive and had so much evidence of abuse of children. By the way, even according to Time and Newsweek, you're 5 times more likely as a child to be abused in government custody than any other place. Take the Texas Youth Commission, literal rape rooms. They want your children.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
I'm your masters of war.
Stalin, Hitler, Mao, they all go after the children.
Here to build the big guns.
The state always tries to take over the future.
Here to build the death.
Angela and others, what I'm going to do is, Greg, bringing you up, what I need to do is get like an hour and a half with you and Pastor Tony Alamo of Alamo Ministries on I've been meaning to cover this. There's just so many cases of them grabbing children and harassing churches, and it's been proven that they've made almost everything up, and now they're saying they're taking the children over vaccines. I want to do justice to this instead of it just being all over the map. So, you know, I mean, I would guess you've talked to Pastor Alamo.
Alex, the church is like a sleeping giant. And if the church doesn't wake up in America, I mean, if you could tap into the church and get the church woken up, I mean, this battle will be over.
No, I understand that. We don't have a lot of time left. I'm saying, can we set up a longer interview with you guys?
Yeah, that'll work. That's sure. We're wide
open. Okay, but I want to make sure we coordinate that because, Greg, I know you're really busy. Sometimes I set you up for the show and you're not there when we call because you're so immersed in all of this with them snatching children all around you in Florida. And then this isn't even people in churches. This is just regular homeschooling, middle-class families that they're targeting. And ladies, I want to have you both back up, but I need to specifically study the angle of the case that you're involved in, and specifically, what is the gag order on?
From the talking about the case to anybody and explaining to anybody how the kids don't want to be there and about how the kids are so sick from the shots that they've been giving them, they don't want us talking about the case.
Can you imagine that, Alex? You can't even talk about a case where they come in and steal 37 kids and they've got a pickup order for 120 more kids?
Well, look. Pastor Alamo, or Alamo, they pronounce it both ways. He's not in their custody right now, is he?
Yes, he is.
Okay, we can't talk.
He's being held without bond, even though he has not been to trial, and even though he's innocent, they're still holding him.
Okay, I need to research the latest updates on the case. Then, Greg, who do you recommend, or ladies, who do you recommend I have on the show so we can just go through this in a chronological order?
We have lots of people. We have other people who, another one, Tamala Reed, also was stopped from being able to visit her sisters and brother because they don't, unless they can put a specific gag order on her, they don't want her to be able to go. They don't want anybody to take any pictures. They don't want anybody who has contact with them who can tell people what's really going on.
Well, we're going to wade into this and cover it because it's just, you know, you guys, I've looked at it. There's no evidence of anything wrong with that Mormon splinter group. It was a little weird, but later it came out the media had exaggerated it all, violated. The legislature got involved. They had to release the hundreds of children and women. But this group, from looking at it, is way more mainstream than even that group. And clearly, if we can get national attention on this, they need to release these children and have due process. And that happened in Texas. It came out that it wasn't due process, that it wasn't real courts, that they violated everything. So this needs to happen here because they're setting the precedent with you guys, and it's very, very scary. So we'll put up your website on screen again, rescuemykids.com. That is the new site, Greg?
Right. That's it.
Okay. Well, let's do this. We've got to coordinate this, and sometime later in the week or next week, maybe we should have some of the other leaders of the church on. I think it's always – I mean, are there any other leaders of the church we can have on?
Yeah, we'll go through them, and we'll pick out the best ones, and we'll get with Rob.
We'll coordinate all this, Greg Pound, and ladies, God bless you. It's just more of the carnage we document here. I covered a lot of key news in the first hour. I did a review of the Watchmen. And that Illuminati propaganda. We had a state rep on, covered a lot of other key news. Rebroadcast starts now, one place, Infowars.com, on the audio streams, and then re-airs on stations around the country. If you're listening on AM or FM, please spread the word about that fine affiliate and how folks can tune in. And don't forget, the Obama Deception is on sale right now on DVD at Infowars.com, or you can watch it at PrisonPlanet.tv coming up this Saturday, 6 p.m. We'll be back in 70 seconds at Infowars.com. God bless you all. Great job.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.